Spring Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Woman-dominated Pine Ridge, there came an event to top everything. A lady barber suddenly appeared at Moe's Moot Tonsorial Parlor, and immediately business picked up tremendously in that establishment. Among the enthusiastic customers was our good old friend Lum, who later turned up at the Jot 'em Down store, groomed and perfumed. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Every single day throughout the cold season, there are 1.5 million persons unable to go to work or to school because of cold. Yes, you'll be lucky to escape a cold. And that's why it's wise to do what you can when you're catching colds to keep that cold from taking hold. Now, when you start catching colds, just start the Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. It can help give comfortable relief for that headachy, feverish, ache-all-over feeling. And here it is. A, Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it at once according to the directions on the package. B, be careful. Get plenty of rest, eat wisely, dress warmly, and stay out of draft. C, comfort. Just gargle with Alka-Seltzer for that raw, raspy throat which often goes with a cold. It's so soothing and effective. And that isn't all. Only Miles Laboratories know the secret scientific process for compounding Alka-Seltzer. That's why there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. So get a large package from your druggist and then follow the easy Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Grandpappy Spears in the Jot 'em Down store discussing the electrifying news of the new barbers.
Lady barber, by Jiminy, you know, she's the first one of them things I ever seen, ever.
Oh, you saw her, have you, Grandpappy?
Well, from a distance.
Uh-huh.
I ain't been inside the barber shop, but I saw her through the window.
Well,
naturally, I wouldn't think of going in there and letting her shave me or nothing.
Oh, that's
what I wouldn't need. Oh, she ain't a bad looker, though, I'll say that for her.
No, so it's on her hair. Use a lot of artificial color and flavor on herself, I say.
Well, yeah, I reckon so. On her, it don't look bad, though.
No, sir. Rosy jaw, they say, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
With her looks, I don't see how in the world she could ever be a relay to Moe's Moot.
She a relay to him?
Oh, yeah. Huh. Well, I get the story is that Kitty just graduated.
Kitty?
Yeah, ain't you here? That's her name.
Oh,
Kitty something or other.
Huh?
Anyway, Kitty just graduated from a barber college in Kansas City and couldn't find a job nowhere, so Moe's sister says to her, says, Kitty, she says, come out to Pine Ridge and Moe's will put you in his barber shop.
Well,
come to Pine Ridge, the one place in the world where the women folks are getting a break at last, she says.
Well, she's right about that, I reckon. Yeah.
Come to Pine Ridge, she says. Moe's will give you a job.
Huh.
And old Moe's might not throw the transom right then and there. But his sister insisted. And he had to give her a job. Now he's sick of the death.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, he's making money down there now faster than he can find places to stack it up.
Well, he must be. I know when I come by there this morning, there must have been 9 or 10 fellas there waiting for her to.
9 or 10? I come by there just now. They was lined up clean outside the barbershop.
They were?
Oh, they were there. I seen them. I done it. Well, they were standing right there when I walked by.
By the way, that's very
nice. Some of them looked pretty silly standing there, too.
They did.
Stacy Cadlow, for instance.
Stacy?
Well, he ain't got a hair on his head.
No.
Now, what does he want with a hair for?
Ordinarily, Stacy never even goes near the barbershop.
Of course. Of course. It just shows how everybody in town's losing his senses.
Hello.
Old Lum, for instance. I said hello, but he pretended like he never seen me.
Lum Edwards? Was he in line?
Why, he was there. Sure he was. You could tell he was feeling pretty sheepish about it, too.
Well, Lomi, he was just down there yesterday. She gave him a haircut and a shave and trimmed his mustache, slicked down his hair with some rose-flavored tonic or some outlandish thing.
Well, he was in line again today.
If that don't beat all.
And up there big as life.
Now, I wondered why he was so anxious to get out of here this morning. Said he sit around like a half-grown kid of a boy wanting to go to the circus.
And he was there.
Yes, sir. You know, I wondered what he was hinting at this morning. Kept looking at himself in the looking glass and saying his hair was standing out. And didn't I think he ought to do something about it? I told him it looked to me like it's thicker now than it was 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Lum's well fast.
Yeah.
He's got enough hair there to stuff a mattress.
So that was it,
huh?
trying to get an excuse to go to the barbershop again.
Yeah, personal, I think you sort of discouraged. Oh, them fellas resting down there making idiots out of themselves. Don't you think so, Abner?
Why, of course I do.
I wouldn't go down there. Would you?
I wouldn't be caught dead in the place.
No, sir, no woman's going to chop my hair off.
Well, I, of course, live the best thing, but permanent, but...
Different. Oh, yeah, well, surely there's mine, too. That's right. But, out and out, Lady Barbara. I don't know, Abner. I just don't know.
Special the way things have been going around home Pine Ridge. That lame women folks running everything now.
No, man can't call his soul his own.
He can't do it.
No, sure, a man can't call his soul his own. Lady Barbara. What'll it be next?
No, sir.
Yeah, you just don't know, Abner.
Me neither.
Man, King Cole is always home.
I know.
They say she's a pretty jolly sort.
Huh.
Pity, I mean.
Oh.
Yeah. Say she's pretty friendly. Got a good sense of humor. Jolly.
Yeah, well, I feel that, too. Too tried up, they tell me.
Yeah?
That's the answer.
You know, Abner, I just think since Charity got to be alderman or alderwoman or anything, she don't have no time to do her own chores around the place. Like, cutting my hair and all that.
Well, same with me. I hardly ever see Elizabeth. Hardly even eat the breakfast after I work the hard cooking.
Well?
She don't have time to cut my hair either, I don't think.
No. Makes it bad, don't it?
Yeah. Yes, it does, yeah.
Tell you one thing, though, Abner.
Yeah?
I wouldn't go down there and let that kitty, what's her name, work on my hair at all.
You wouldn't, huh?
No, sir. Would you?
Oh, no! Bet your life I would. No, sir, no, no.
Make an idiot out of yourself.
Not me, no, sir. Be not Abner Peter.
Well, I reckon I better get on back to the place. Got some socks to darn, one thing or another.
Ain't you darned your socks yet this week?
Of course I have. These are charities I've got to mend now.
Oh. Well, Elizabeth bought herself a new one. Figured the mail or the super self. Looking the best.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hey, speaking of the mayor's own self, there were actual Horton to ask the mayor of a town to do things like that. Well, something terrible for them, sort of.
How's that, Emma?
Well, I say, you take the mayor of a town, she's general, pretty busy woman.
She's general, man.
Well, yeah. But, would you walk down to the city hall and go right into the mayor's office and say, Mayor, I want a haircut? I believe they could have you arrested for that.
I don't doubt it. The way that batch of women makes up new laws to suit yourself.
No, I don't want to get arrested. What's a fella in my position going to do when he needs a haircut, anyway?
I don't know him. I just don't know.
What'd you say her name was? Kitty?
Yeah. Kitty something or other. Kitty's a guild name.
Yeah, I thought it was. Her name to keep it up somewhere.
Well, better be running along.
Yeah, I've got work to do myself.
Yes, I want to tidy things up before Charity gets home from the office tonight.
I don't let them see the plum ruin a man's hair.
How's that?
Well, I mean, if you were actual forced into it, I wouldn't go down myself.
Oh, Kitty, you mean?
Yeah, Kitty, what's her name? I mean, if there just weren't no other way to get your hair cut, you know?
Well, there's lots of things a man has to put up with sometimes, whether he wants to or not.
Oh, yes, also what a man has to put up with.
These ways nowadays.
Yeah. Yellow hair?
Huh?
Go on, nothing.
Yeah, yellow. It's wavy.
Look at the back of my neck, Grandpa. My hair is getting pretty long.
Let me see. Oh, it ain't so bad.
It's pretty long.
Yeah, it's as bad as mine.
Yeah.
Oh, man owes it to himself to look his best.
Oh, I'll amen that to you, Mark. Yeah. Especially when they're women folks, the mayor, alderman, important.
Yeah, when a woman gets home at night from the office card, she likes to see a man looking neat.
Well, that's the only fair thing to do.
Yeah. Oh, and that much.
Yeah.
Well, gotta be running along there, huh?
Yeah. Or say, Grandpa.
Yeah?
Reckon how long a man has to stand in that line. That is, if a man wants to get a haircut.
Oh, I don't know. An hour, maybe. Guess it don't make much difference, though.
No. Oh, wait a minute, Grandpap. I want to get my hat here.
Your hat?
Yeah, I'll walk down the street with you. Little fresh air will do me good, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, fresh air is good, sir.
Oh, yeah. Healthy, invigorating. Sitting on indoors all day.
That comes along. Well, where's everybody going? What you got on your hat, sir, Evan?
I was just stepping out for some fresh air. That's
healthy,
cigarette, you know.
Oh, go ahead, Jonathan.
I'll go ahead.
I'll watch the
show. Yeah.
You ever been down to the barbershop just now?
Barbershop?
Yeah, there's a big lineup of fellas down here. I weren't in it, of course. Just happened to be passing by.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I think that lady barber is the best thing that could have happened to this town right now.
Well?
Got all the women folks in town riled up. I believe they plumb forgot about running the city givermen.
Riled up?
Yeah, I think it's the first step towards giving up them public offices and getting back home where they belong.
Well, how do you know they're getting riled up about that lady barber?
Why, the women folks are going right down there and yanking them in out of that line.
Yanking them out of the line?
That's the funniest thing you ever see. Regular riot. Wait a minute, Abner. Where are you taking your hat off for? I thought you were going out for some fresh air.
Oh, I don't know. Feller can't get too much of that stuff, I reckon. All them germs floating around in it. Well, you open the door there when you come in, let a draft or two. What are you taking your hat off there for, Grandpap?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought it'd be nice just sitting and visit for a while. Ain't got a thing in the world to do.
This anti-feminine movement might not lead to a new change of government as long hoped, but it will certainly bring the fight out into the open. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Are you going out Saturday night, friends? Well, if you are, have a good time. But be sure you check on your supply of Alka-Seltzer tablets before you go. You see, late hours may make you overly tired. Late refreshments may disagree. And you may find that you have a headache or an acid-upset stomach next morning. Now, that's the time you'll want Alka-Seltzer for the fast action relief it can give. Just drop a tablet or two into a glass of water, listen to its fizz, then drink it. All druggists carry Alka-Seltzer, and you'll be economy-wise when you ask for the large package. It contains over 3 times as many tablets as a small size, yet costs only twice as much. And here's something else to keep in mind. Always remember to take Alka-Seltzer the night before. Then you can often avoid distress the next morning. Yes, make sure you have Alka-Seltzer in the house right when you want it. And to help you do that, don't forget, when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more.